Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today from the Cattle Industry Convention in New Orleans. Michael Kelsey joins us on Animal ID in just a moment.
National Livestock, they've been around since 1932, and they're dedicated to being your first choice for cattle marketing, order buying services, and cattle financing. Because of the cooperative structure and spirit, the employees and directors of the National Livestock family of companies are committed to the success of the cattle industry and those involved in the cattle business. Whether you're buying or selling cattle or looking for financing, their staff's knowledge and experience is unparalleled. For more information, contact National Livestock Credit at 1-800-310-0220.
Carson Horn and yours truly will be reporting live from New Orleans and the 2019 Cattle Industry Convention and NCBA Trade Show, sponsored by Corteva Agriscience, with products like Grazon Next HL, Remedy Ultra, and Chaparral. They offer solutions to help you manage weeds and brush and restore productivity. Learn more at the website rangeandpasture.com. Be listening to our reports on this station, read our updates on OklahomaFarmReport.com, and follow us on Twitter and Facebook from the 2019 Cattle Industry Convention, powered by Corteva. We're reporting this week from the 2019 Cattle Industry Convention, powered by Corteva Agriscience, your partner in range and pasture productivity. Michael Kelsey, Executive Vice President of the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association, with us today as he talks about one of the big issues that cattlemen from our part of the country are bringing to New Orleans to talk about here in 2019, animal disease traceback. That was a big point of discussion this last week at their Winter Policy Conference in Oklahoma City.
Animal traceability was a big issue that we talked about. We spent some time on it, really kind of from two different perspectives. Obviously, the disease surveillance, disease traceability is vitally important. Our task force did some great work to bring two pieces of language of resolution that really sets us in motion to move forward on this issue in a very defined path, such as a pilot program. We're going to go out and seek a pilot program that we can have as an opportunity to participate, to learn, to experiment, etc., like that, as well as setting us up in a transition regarding the tagging or the identification of those animals.
And this point of view will be mixed in with all the other segments of the beef industry this week here in New Orleans.
When you bring in all the states across the country in, there's a lot of different opinions on that, and especially then when you start talking about the different sectors. So like our friends at the Cattle Feeders, Texas Cattle Feeders Organization, you know, they're pretty set on an animal identification system, and they're really interested in it, yes, from a disease traceability, but they like the opportunities that it might present, in their opinion, for some of the value-added programs for export markets and so forth. You know, that's part of the discussion. But then within that, how do we secure the data? How do we make sure that that data has that integrity of privacy? How do we make sure we limit liability? How do we make sure that the data flows with the speed of commerce and that the cattle can move and so forth? All those questions still need to be answered, both for breeding cattle, older cattle, as well as if we move into feeder cattle, yearlings, wheat pasture cattle, and then, of course, feedlot cattle and so forth. So I look forward to that discussion we're going to have next week. And again, just trying to keep us moving forward. And I think, I should mention overall what I heard yesterday as well from our membership is this is an important issue that we want to define and it not be defined for us by a government entity or someone else who may just not know our business. And so we've got to be at the table. We've got to be a part of making this issue work for us now and not wait until something such as a disaster, a foreign animal disease that shuts everything down. Oh, now we got to try to play catch up. Not a good scenario to be in. So we're going to be proactive on the issue.
And as you might well expect, there's a lot of other issues that will be talked about in New Orleans this week, including the ability to send our beef into the worldwide global marketplace.
Trade is going to continue to be very, very important, and defining what that looks like and continuing to define what that looks like under the current administration. President Trump has made, you know, some of his priorities very clear regarding trade, and we've worked through some of those specific relationships, such as North America with Canada, Mexico, and then renegotiation of NAFTA and so forth. Of course, you remember one of the first things he did when he took office was threw out a pretty good-sized trading relationship or potential in the Pacific Rim. And so, you know, we need to reinvestigate. We need to look at that and see what that. So I think trade is going to be a pretty important topic as well.
Michael Kelsey, Executive Vice President, Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association, talking Animal ID. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
It's Oklahoma's oldest annual production sale, Saturday, February 2nd at 12:30 at Mester Ranch near Slapout, Oklahoma. This sale will feature 150 service-age Hereford and Angus bulls and 75 bred Angus and Hereford heifers. To view an online catalog and videos, go to www.dvauction.com or call 580-552-1555. The Mester Ranch annual production sale, Saturday, February 2nd at the ranch, 6 miles south and 11 miles west of Laverne, Oklahoma.
That's your Beef Buzz from New Orleans 2019 Cattle Industry Convention. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.